Let me tell you up front that I've preached this sermon before in 2014. One of our congregants mentioned to me recently that the memory and message of this sermon kept him coming to Chalice through a time when he was tempted to leave, and that he was glad that he had stayed through his discomfort. So I thought this sermon might be worth a repeat. It's about covenant, about what a covenant is and why it's important, and what it means to us that we have one. One of the great challenges of Unitarian Universalism is explaining who we are. In trying to convey our openness, we tend to blurt out things like, "You can believe whatever you want," even though that isn't even remotely true. Just try feeling comfortable at our services if you believe there's a God who judges us and condemns us to hell, or if you believe that certain groups or people in our culture are inherently bad because of their gender expression or sexual orientation, or because they're divorced, or because they use birth control, or because they had an abortion. You see what I mean. We are a liberal faith tradition grounded in freedom, reason, and tolerance. And the one thing we can't tolerate is intolerance. But having an agreed-upon set of beliefs is the core of many faith traditions, because embedded in those beliefs is the idea that you must come together to study and affirm your beliefs together, or else you will burn in hell or will fall into some kind of disfavor with God. So Unitarian Universalists try to answer that. What do you believe? We can believe whatever we want. When it is far more accurate to say, we are not preoccupied with agreeing upon a set of beliefs. What do you believe is not the question we're interested in. There are, in fact, lots of other different questions we're much more interested in. What are our shared values, being foremost among them? But what I am interested in this morning is the question, what brings us together? What brings us together? Because it's not fear of hell, and it's not fear of falling into disfavor with God. We don't gather together in religious community because we believe we're bad people if we don't. And we don't gather together in religious community because we believe this is the only way to be in relationship with something greater than ourselves. The simple answer, the deceptively simple answer, is that we choose to gather together. Deceptively simple. We choose to gather together. The word heresy comes from the Greek word meaning choice. Heresy is any provocative belief or theory that is strongly in variance with established beliefs, particularly established religious beliefs. In its origins, heresy was the very act of making one's own choice instead of doing what one was told to do. We're heretics, we who choose to come here. We choose to come here and we choose to abide by our shared covenant, those words we spoke in affirmation this morning, and we choose to hold each other accountable to that covenant. Now, we read that earlier. It's also on, I think, on the cover of your order of service. Mindful of our diversity and our need for greater understanding, we promise to open our hearts and minds to foster a safe, inviting, and loving community. We will treat one another genuinely and respectfully as together we share life's journey toward wholeness. You see that word there, promise. We promise. That's the essence of what a covenant is, a promise to behave a certain way. An agreement. We choose to come here and we agree that this is how we want to be together, with open hearts and minds, treating each other genuinely and respectfully, sharing a journey together. We promise. Now, it so happens that we have quite a variety of policies here at Chalice about how we agree to work on resolving conflicts together. We have a living our covenant policy, a conflict resolution policy, a conflict impasse policy, a dangerous and disruptive behavior policy, and we have a good relations committee that is available to help any of our congregants with conflict resolution needs here in our community. So what on earth is that about? I always debate with myself, at what point do we introduce visitors and people new to the congregation to the idea that we have four different policies about conflict resolution and a committee of three people to help congregants who are in conflict with each other? Just what kind of community do we have here, anyway? We have a community that is committed to nurturing healthy behavior and relationship. That's what we have here. The Hebrew Bible and the Christian New Testament are filled with the idea of covenant. In that context, covenant exists between people and God. And wouldn't you know it, the people are constantly breaking the covenant and needing to renew it. In fact, it is God who is constantly saying, okay, you weren't doing so great, and I had to flood the earth. But this rainbow is a promise that I won't do that again. Okay, you weren't doing so great again. I'm going to give you a list of commandments to help us all out. Okay, 10 commandments don't seem to be quite enough to keep you on the right track. I'm actually going to give you 613 commandments to follow. Okay, actually, I'm going to send my son down to talk to you. Let's see how that goes. Spoiler alert, that does not go well. As told through the Bible, the history of humanity is the story of people letting God down and God trying again. A covenant is different from a contract. When one person breaks a contract, the contract's broken. The other person can sue for damages. A resumption of relationship means a new contract is needed. A contract depends on all parties agreeing to do their part. A covenant is different. When one person breaks the covenant, the other parties to the covenant continue to uphold their end of the agreement. A covenant is something we fall out of and then return to. We invite each other back into covenant, though we've broken our vows 1,000 times. We restore the covenant. So if someone violates our covenant and treats us disrespectfully, we don't use that as an excuse to respond the same way. Instead, we uphold the covenant and respond respectfully. And because it's not okay when someone treats us disrespectfully, we use direct address with that person to say that wasn't okay. Or we contact the Good Relations Committee and ask them for help in having that conversation with that person. Covenant is hard work. One of my colleagues shared a story in the UU World magazine about speaking the words of covenant affirmation on Sunday morning and most weeks having broken it by Tuesday at the latest. They're high aspiration we set for ourselves for how we want to be in the world. We know we're going to fall short, but our commitment is to keep trying. Covenant is such hard work that it's easy to abandon it altogether. And it's easy to leave religious community rather than staying engaged. I love the reading for today from the Director of Religious Education at the First Unitarian Church of Oakland, writing about the many disappointments of being in church community together. "We are in church to learn to love better," she writes. That's what the hard work of our covenantal tradition is about, really. learning to love better. We live in a quick fix world, a consumerist world. We tend to think first about meeting our needs, getting our money's worth, not wasting our time. When the day comes, and for anyone who is involved in church community for any meaningful amount of time, the day will come. When the day comes that someone you know and like has let you down, or someone you know and don't like has made you very angry, it can be tempting to just leave. We come here by choice, after all, and we can always choose to go elsewhere. Covenant calls us back. We have policies and people to help with conflict resolution because our covenant calls us to our better selves, our best selves, with open hearts and minds, treating each other genuinely and respectfully, sharing a journey together. Lila Ibrahim writes, "If I am living up to my best values, I offer care and respect and commitment to each member, friend, and guest of my beloved community." That care and respect and commitment means staying when it would be easier to leave, and having the courage to work through our conflicts and our differences rather than ignoring them, or worse, ignoring each other. Though you've broken your vows 1,000 times, though you've broken your vows 1,000 times. We break our vows, we violate covenant, and hopefully we come back into covenant again and again and again. Because covenant isn't just hard work, although it is that. Covenant is also a blessing. There is nothing quite like the depth of relationship that comes from being disappointed in each other and doing what we can to stay in relationship with each other. It doesn't mean we always like each other. It doesn't mean that all our hurts go away. But in our quick fix consumerist culture, there are fewer and fewer places where we get to do this kind of work together. This is why we come together. We choose to, we commit to, we promise. Ibrahim writes, "There is really only one choice between imperfect community and no community." Again and again, we are all called to choose to commit ourselves to building a more just, more diverse, and yet ever messy and imperfect beloved community. I invite you to join me in a few moments of quiet prayer, meditation, or contemplation.